still streaming. Holmberg's Morning Sickness. Online at 98kupd.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Just got an email from a guy right here. Ryan just emailed me and said, John, I was on TikTok. I'm 34 years old. I quit. Influence. I'm an influencer. I should be on TikTok. Good for you. 37. This guy says, I use TikTok to advertise my gaming channel on Twitch. I make money playing video games. I don't get it, but I'm thriving. A TikTok ban is going to put a tamper in the works, but like Vine and Musical.ly, another service will show up in a year or so and basically do the same thing TikTok's doing. We'll all be okay. I agree with that too. I forgot about Vine. Vine was what I called the death of comedy. Vine was if Vine had taken off any more than it already did, that was when I started to make the prediction that we're a couple years away from pies in the faces. Because Vine was basically you had six to 10 seconds to make somebody laugh.
Any gags.
And they were slapstick, terrible, unfunny, premise-free, and people were losing their minds over Vine. And thank God that thing dropped dead, because eventually people are like, this isn't good. I can't want people stepping on rakes. All right. But yeah, I agree. TikTok. But we got a guy who quit already. And if we could only get the email from John Jay that says, you know what? You're right.
Never happened.
Grooming is bad. And I'm also against, but on the flip side, I'm also against the banning of things. I don't like that, because then what's next that they'll use as
if
safety?
If you ban that, why wouldn't you ban this?
Right. You got a whole bunch of things that are like, you know, content on Netflix and things like, you know, you don't know what it is. But plenty of people have emailed in and said that that's enough. I've gotten several of you posing as Mr. Orange saying it's the greatest thing that's ever been invented. And I actually appreciate that. But if we could just hear from, if we could just get John Jay to quit, if John Jay would step away from his TikTok, that's a win. That's a huge win for me. He's got to be in, he's older than me, right? He's got to be in his mid-50s.
Got to be. Let's
see. I don't know. He's prefabbed a lot.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that his exterior doesn't have new siding. I'm just saying, internally, he's aged. Like, if you were to carbon date him, he'd be in his 50s. I know you can't,
for
his,
sure,
because his face has, like, three-year-old parts and stuff. But
according to this, on famousbirthdays.com, because he must have posted something for himself, he is 55.
Okay, yeah, that's a little older. That is far too old to have a TikTok page. Far too old. Way too, like by 40 years, you're too old to have a TikTok page. Yuck. If I was in charge of the world, I'd have people going door to door to guys who have TikTok pages and just rustling them, rounding them up. I would pull an old style Gestapo knocking on doors going, you got a TikTok page? Yeah. 50-year-old man? Yep. Get in the train. We're going to take you someplace else for you weirdo. And if you're advertising for your video game thing and you're making some money off of it, boy, I don't understand that at all. That doesn't make sense. But it's a thing. You'll find another way around it. TikTok. Yeah, John Jay's got to quit. Brett, you are in charge of this week's Rock Wars. Are you ready?
Sure.
You got something.
Yeah, I think
right?
so.
Because you won with Kung Fu Fighting last week.
Slam dunk.
Couldn't have been better. My choice, too. I had it before you. I just didn't
great
get it.
Great minds think alike.
God damn it. Anyway, go ahead, Brett.
All right. Since we're talking about John Jay quitting TikTok. You know, TikTok and all that kind of stuff, let's do a song that would, if you were forced to sit there and have to watch the John Jay TikToks, what would be that song that would be playing in your head?
A TikTok song for John Jay.
Yes.
If I was to
if
do,
you were forced to, obviously you're not going to want to do it by choice.
If I was to do
you
a
one?
Is he quitting? Oh, you're just looking at a picture of his weird pumpkin head. If I was to do a parody video of a John Jay TikTok.
Yes.
Okay.
Just basically describing what it's like
right.
watching a John Jay TikTok.
And by the way, to the NFL and also Channel 12, parody, when done as ridicule or joking in something, is P-A-R-O-D-Y. In the NFL, making teams even through the draft of worst to first kind of thing is P-A-R-I-T-Y. When you keep putting up banners on your station that say parody in the NFL, you're basically saying they're going to do some sketches of some things we're familiar with. You're not very bright. And I don't know what's going on at the Cronkite School of Journalism, but it seems like every night I watch the news, there's misspellings all over the place. And I ain't the brightest guy in the world, but if I'm catching it, whew, you need some editing down there, 12. Parody in the NFL. I'm like, oh,
John,
this sports guy's dumb.
John, I'm 38, and after listening to you, I deleted it. TikTok, that is. John, thank you for opening my eyes.
Another one, Brian. 37 and 38. Ban it from your own life, you perverts. That's what, it's what the world thinks of you when you say, you got to see my TikTok page. And you're a man in your 30s.
Imagine China dissecting John Jay's data.
Oh.
Maybe we should shut it down.
Scary manufactured man. Tell me about CPAP machine. They build a robot to look like a pumpkin man. He cannot close his eyes. Anyway, a song for John Jay. I hope he's going to get wind of this and just go crazy. All right, we'll do that. You want to help out Holmberg at 98KUPD.com. You can text 97936. We'll have results in just moments. It's 98.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
It's time for the weekly battle of musical supremacy known as Rock Wars. And it's brought to you by our friends at Mo Money Pawn. Short or long-term collateral loans from $10 to over 100,000 American yen. No credit needed and top dollar paid with the entire process just taking several minutes. MoMoneyPawn.com.
A little late on that one.
Not sure why Brady does it in that voice, but without you, it sure is screechy. Needs that counter.
What do you need? It's
missing that.
Don't do that.
It's like that little part in a Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah.
I don't need. Yeah, I don't want to hear all that. The song this week is to another guy. Emails Brett.
Yes.
Said name. His name is James. Says I'm deleting it. The damn TikTok. And yeah, John, I'm older than you. You shouldn't have been on it. Another guy emailed and said, I think that if you have a TikTok page and you're a grown man, you should have to tell your neighbors about it door to door like a sex offender. I agree.
Wrong.
You don't have one, do you, Rich?
No.
Yeah, your son probably does.
Yeah.
It's almost time to get him off of it.
He doesn't post stuff to TikTok. He has
just watches the videos.
Yeah, it is, and that's a lot of what the kids do.
Mind numbing. Yeah. Like staring, yeah. like they're, yeah, he's they're
not
gone.
He's not a creator on TikTok.
No. In The Matrix, they had to plug in to make you a zombie. This one is just right in front of your face. This guy, Kyle, says, I wanted to hear if John Jay had heard that you're making fun of his TikTok page this morning, so I switched over to their station just in time to hear a story that he's planning on personally being the driver for his kid and the friends in a party van to take them all to prom. It's my God. I think John's just trying to high school kids.
Oh, jeez.
That's not what I got out of it. But without the TikTok page, it would be like, all right, I would have defended him. With the TikTok page, I'm like, well, all things going according to plan then. He's lured in some teens. He's got them in a van. and he's going to drive him around. If I told you that scenario, you'd call the cops immediately. So I have a TikTok page. I'm going to tote some young teens around in my van for a little while. You'd be like, uh-oh. Brett, who would you like to go first?
Start it off. You're pretty confident.
Not necessarily confident, but I do feel that this is something that you guys won't expect. I don't know if it's going to be a winner, but I definitely feel like there's something to what I have. Now, we all know why John Jay makes us all a little bit uncomfortable, and we joke about it here and there, which is his face. He puts it way too close to the camera, and he's done so much work to it that it just doesn't look human anymore. He looks like a Cabbage Patch doll met a wizard and made an adult. And the only other person that has made me feel weirder just by looking at him, knowing there ain't something ain't right, is Hacienda healthcare worker Nathan Sutherland. And he had a great song called Fake Face. So I think it applies perfectly for the video I would do with John. Christian rapper Nathan Sutherland.
What you know about five? Got a red goat to get live. Do we really got girls on my mind? I'm bald, but I don't even carry a nine. What's with these faking folks always claiming to have the most? I need it, everything, but I know growth.
I can totally picture John Jay dancing with that in the background, not knowing that it's the Hacienda Healthcare superstar Nathan Sutherland. Fake Face. Couldn't apply better. Back to you, Brett.
All right, Brady.
Mine's a little harsh. But I think it's a wake-up call for anyone 40 and over doing the TikTok.
That's pushing hard.
You have regret already by this song title.
Oh, yeah. Because he's afraid he's going to get back to him.
Yep. In fact, you're going to feel this way.
Wait till you hear
it's
this
a Limp Bizkit douchebag.
Oh. It's on mine. I got this one.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good one, Brady. I'm going to F you up. He's been on a Durst thing this morning. Started the day with Freddy, then ended the day with Freddy. All right, Douchebag by The Biscuit.
Yeah.
I like that one, too. So the Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland. We have Douchebag by Limp Bizkit. And if you were to invite me to that party, I don't know who I'd want to hang out with less. All right, go ahead, Brett.
To me, sitting there having to watch a John Jay video, and we've done it before, it's ridiculous. Painful. And anybody else that has to do it, it would be, you'd have to walk with me in hell. So this is a Lamb of God.
Oh.
Because that's all it is
walk with me in hell.
Yes.
Did you do this one already this year?
No.
Last year.
Well, last year.
This was just scary.
Basically, take hold of my hand for You Are No Longer Alone, Walk With Me in Hell, which you'd be watching at John Jay TikTok.
I think we all have the same theory.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Walk With Me in Hell for the John Jay TikTok video.
Yes.
I chose Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland, who I got an email from already that said, Heaven, yeah, thanks for playing my tune, John. Signed, Christian rapper Nate.
The Father Dale emailing yet?
Heaven, yeah.
Heaven, yeah, he says. Heaven, yeah! And Brady chose Douchebag by Limp Bizkit. You can vote now. 97936. Text the word wars. Place your vote there. You can text that way, or you can email me, holmberg@98kupd.com. You can call us and be part of that last caller, or maybe a best of five if that comes down to it. 585-9800. So many ways to vote. So many things to vote for. Who will win Rock Wars this week as we ban TikTok in our own little way? It's 98KUPD.
A little bit of everything. I do some singing, some dancing, some chatting with the guests, the skits, the monologues, the comedy.
Wonderful comedy.
It really is a lot of fun.
Holmberg's Morning Sickness.
All right, right in the middle of Rock Wars here. Today's topic, TikTok, of course, is the big story. And I don't care if it gets banned. I really probably think when we start banning things, I get nervous that those dominoes don't stop falling. But one thing I do think that should happen is little self-control. And if you're in your 50s or 40s or 30s, 20s, as a man, being on TikTok is like driving a windowless van around. Mainly, I'd like to see one man step away from it, and that is John Jay. Because it's bad enough that he's in his 50s and he talks to teen girls and their moms every morning. And that's something he does well. I'll give him that. I don't know how they do it. They do it all right. I couldn't. I think in all radio, that's the one thing I couldn't be good at is the teen mom station. Not teen mom, but teens and their moms.
Yeah.
Like that what they do for a living would creep me out trying to appeal to young girls. And then TikTok. I'd like to see John Jay step away from TikTok. Another one has checked in named Dolores.
Another one.
It's Dolores. I deleted my TikTok app because of you, 52-year-old woman, and I agree completely. Well, there you go. That's four for sure that have said, I don't need this. No. Why do you have it now? It's weird. Right now, the choices for John Jay's parody video or a song you'd like to hear on his Goodbye to TikTok or TikTok videos. Brett chose Walk With Me in Hell. Who was it?
Lamb of God.
Lamb of God. And Brady chose Douchebag by Limp Bizkit of God. And I chose Fake Face by Nathan Sutherland of God. So it all works out beautifully. It's all religious. Right now, go through the emails and it says, good morning, Chancellor. You are correct. Well, I think you and Brett had solid picks. I'm going to go with Brady this week. Not often the little fella actually tries and crushes in Rock Wars. He needs a little redemption this week for showing off that guy's butt crack on Instagram this weekend. That is true. He thought he was doing a nice thing, and the entire time he's doing a video, his guy's ass crack was up. Dave says, my vote is for Brady. I was like you at one time and thought I was... it was dancing teens, and I got caught with a fantasy football algorithm on my TikTok, which turned to music, movies, serial killers, conspiracies, religion, etc. Never posted anything, nor will I ever. But I do like that our government can't control it, even if China's does. Which, let's face it, fellas, they control a lot more than you know. Boy, we're getting into a rabbit hole. Also, never seen a teen dancing video, thank God. So Brady gets my vote. Well, if you have TikTok and you say you haven't seen teens dancing... I think you're lying. Brady's choice, solid for once. He is a douchebag. Just kidding. But I got to go with the guinea on this one, Brett. Boy, that Brady liked just, and then he just threw you under the bus. This guy says I'm voting for Brady. Brady did very well. Voting for Wilford Brimley's son, Captain Diabetes. Probably Brady. I'm not going to go on my.
He's just getting taken a stab.
I'm going to go ahead and stab at that one and say it's possible.
Good guess.
This one says all solid choices, so totally not going to harsh on anybody, not even the greasy Italian. I may need him to help me someday with a body. But, John, you win hands down. That song is hilarious. This is tight. Just give them to Pop Pop. This one says going to tell John Jay that Brady called him a douchebag, but my vote's going to you and Nate. Nathan Sutherland winning Rock Wars. Wouldn't that be a thing? Nathan Sutherland wins his own award. Vote for Holmberg. Vote for Holmberg. I'm stoked for the. That's a different thing. I have to go with Brady on this one. Yeah, here we go. It's a man in his 50s trying to be a cool 20-year-old. That's called creep. The only thing he should be influencing is what box he's buried in. With that said, Brady, you nailed it. He's a douchebag. Pop Pop gets the vote. I can't believe I'm doing this. And that's how the emails ended. Pop Pop won.
Nice.
11-8 to only 2 for Brett, which is a legitimate rock song. It just got stomped. Yeah. Toledo, what do you got over there?
Right now on text, Brady's got 61% of the vote. So Kirby and her crew are active.
That's right. They're going. All right, let's do it. You got one through however. I'll
What's
pick a number.
Five?
All right, I'll go four. Number four on this list is the email. Brady's walked away with it. It is the Limp Bizkit.
Wow.
It was a good. I got to give it to him.
It was good.
It was good.
That's a great one.
Who helped you?
Nobody.
He's been on a Bizkit thing this morning. He saw an old video of Fred Durst in high school. And kind of blurted out of the thin air of quiet that I was trying to enjoy.
Durst when he was 17!
And then the speakers were up grandpa levels, and he just played the video.
I noticed that every once in a while.
Oh, yeah, you hear it in the morning.
Whoa, I turned it down.
No, you didn't.
Brady, sure
stop.
Did.
I can hear your nose over the goddamn Durst.
I don't think that's me.
Anyway, all right, you got it?
Yeah.
Right, you got the clean?
I got it.
Okay.
I don't know if I have the clean.
Oh, boy.
You know you've got the clean.
I know I got the clean.
All right, we'll go with Brett.
Got Brett's there. Congratulations, Brady. This week's winner of Rock Wars. That's only two for the year, if I'm not mistaken.
Yep. You are correct.
It's not
Double
good.
Down.
It's not good. That's once every other month.
You're only four games behind.
On a roll.
You're paying rent. Winning Rock Wars like a 20-year-old pays rent every other month. All right, here we go. Fired off, Brett. It's Douchebag by the Biscuit.
Arizona's most powerful rock radio station.
He said, fully erect.
98.